54 down, 51 light. White 20. White 27.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Week 11 edition of Pre-Snap Read, where we go inside the trends of the National Football League through the All-22 tape. And to do it, we've got our professor of the coaching tape, the one, the only, the NFL Film senior producer, Greg Cosell.
Where?
That's you.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you're here.
I'm here.
And it's Week 11. Can you believe it?
I can believe it.
Last week, we talked about the challenge of quarterbacks and creating functional space and how they move inside the pocket. Now, this week, we're going to have the biggest trend with quarterbacks. It's the running quarterback. It's the read option. But not just the quarterback. The challenge, though, Greg, for these defenses, the linebackers, the defensive coordinators, the linebackers coaches, the D-line coaches, what is the challenge now for these coaches?
Well, you have to start with numbers. It's really a numbers game. It's just math. If the quarterback is a runner, that means you have to defend 11 players, not 10. Simple as that. And you can't do that playing out of a two-deep shell with two safeties deep because you don't have enough players to defend the quarterback as a runner. So the first thing is very simple. You need a safety who's essentially down in the box and part of the run defense so you have that extra player to defend a potential run in a read option pistol type situation.
Now, when you say you're adding another defender that's a safety, are you going to go dime? Are you going to go nickel? Are you going to go with an extra linebacker? We've seen the Eagles use a spy sometimes on these running quarterbacks. How would you attempt to kind of play a running quarterback?
Well, ideally, you would rather have more speed on the field than less speed on the field. Now, most teams will play base defense if the opposing offense has their base personnel on the field. But now, if the opposing offense has three wide, you'll see nickel or dime. But the point is you have to play, and everybody hears this term, it's a cliche, but it's true, you have to play assignment football. As a defense, you can't just follow where you think the ball might be going. In fact, many defenses, Adam, when they practice against option teams, will practice without the offense having the ball, just going through the motions of what happens in the read option with all the different potential options, because they want players to say, hey, I'm responsible for the running back. I'm responsible for the quarterback. You can't just say, I'm going to go get the ball,
right?
Because if you're confused, if you're wrong, your defense is shot, and then you give up big, explosive plays. Everybody remembers Colin Kaepernick last year in the playoffs running 56 yards for a touchdown off pistol read option when both the outside linebacker and the inside linebacker reacted hard to the running back, and there was no one on the perimeter. That's what happens when you don't play assignment football.
And when you talk about assignment football, you hear that term from coaches, the so-called hero syndrome. Do your job, not someone else's. I've heard you and Jaws talk about it for years at NFL Films when you're watching tape. There he is. He wanted to be a hero.
Right, and that's what See, it's funny. Read option offense, I think, leads to that in the defense because everybody wants to go make a play.
Right.
That's what you want to do as a defender. Right. You want to go make a play. But we look at the Washington Redskins this week, the Eagles' opponent. Think of it this way. I've seen triple option with them. I've seen situations where they bring a wide receiver into the backfield and they'll fake triple option, make it look like triple option. Somebody has to go with that wide receiver because if you don't and they toss him the ball, then it's a big gain on the perimeter. So the Eagles this week will get a first-hand look, be totally different from week one when RG3 couldn't really play effectively. This will be a totally different offense they're going to see than they saw the first week of the season.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like a major challenge for Billy Davis and his coaches and obviously the defensive players because, as you're talking about the triple option, they're running so much off the option play and the route combinations are so difficult. When you have a quarterback like Robert Griffin III who could throw it, he's got a great arm, he can run it, he can take it to the perimeter, he can make the big play. To me, Greg, you must love this. When you're watching tape, you're seeing things that you haven't seen before.
No, there's a lot, and it's fun to watch. And defensively, what it does, when you see all that backfield action, it causes really one of two things, usually for second-level players, linebackers and the safety that's in the box. It either causes paralysis, where they literally are standing still, staring at what's happening in the backfield because they're trying to decipher it.
Right.
They're uncertain. Or it causes hesitation in their movements, where they're a beat or two late. And actually, the third thing it could cause is incorrect movement and response. We've seen that a lot, where they sort of get a false positive, as it were.
Right.
They think a play is going one way, and it's not, and then they're out of position.
All right, great information, Greg. We all learn a lot from this segment every week. For Greg Cosell, I'm Adam Kaplan. Stay tuned here for more at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Down 51 white. White 20. White 27.